SEN's Race Day and the First Word with Gareth Hall.
Great to be with you on the Saturday morning. It is Sportsbet Ballarat Cup Day there this afternoon, just down the Western Highway, and it's time to preview the 10 race card. Let's welcome in the team. Good morning to you, Dean Lester.
Good morning, Gareth.
Do you have a favourite Ballarat moment at Dowling Forest?
I was lucky enough to be in a share in a horse called Grand Dreamer that won the Cup about 4 years ago. So that's certainly my favourite Dowling Forest moment.
David Gately's probably ran to Ballarat this morning. Hello, Gator.
Hello, mate.
Have you ever done that?
Run to Ballarat?
Yeah, or do you ride to Ballarat these days?
Oh, well, there's a few rides that can happen, but no, I'm not Cliff Young. There's none of that happening. But I've got a favourite memory of Ballarat. I was a maiden there. That was good.
Yeah. What's the best horse you've ever owned there, Gator?
Oh, well, I had a couple of city winners, but nothing. Yep. No, I think stakes placed God's Wacky till Simon Marshall slaughtered it. It was going really well.
Your time will come, Gator. Your time will come. We've got a fired up Warren Huntley this morning. Good morning to you, Warren.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Probably not really fired up, but just doing the form for this meeting.
Yep.
I was just looking at the Racing Australia latest track information and take away the debate of whip rules and patterns and that role that Racing Australia does. One thing they do is provide a business service to industry participants for scratchings, centralised system for acceptances, nominations, and it's also information for punters where you go there and get relevant information. You can see the scratchings filter in live, updated track conditions when they are updated. One of the lines is the rail position for the last meeting. Now, that can be relevant for participants and for punters. And the line on the Racing Australia site for today's Ballarat meeting is there's no rail position available for the last meeting. Well, there is, and they published it, and it was 8 metres. So if the lights are on and anyone's awake in Racing Australia, write down true for today's Ballarat meeting and put that in the position when we have the next meeting. So it's readily available. Distribution of information is key to punters and racing participants, and that's just apathetic to not have that position published. They used to. For some reason, the person who does it thought it was too hard. It's not on that website this morning, and it's just simple information that should be there. There's 8 metres of fresh ground there at Ballarat today, and everybody should know that.
And it could be very important, Warren.
It can be, particularly for movements that create smaller parts. I think 8 metres of fresh ground is fantastic at Ballarat, and the track's been worked on since we had a few days where it was leaders on the inside track there at Ballarat, but it's just simple information and it's their job to provide that information.
Hear, hear. Well said, Warren. Nicholas Quinn, good morning to you.
Geez, I'm a bit worried about following that in. I don't want to upset Warren this morning.
But he makes a lot of sense, Quiddy. Now, I just need to ask you today, Quiddy, the best backed horse at Ballarat, because all I'm hearing these days that Lighthouse is unbeatable in the first.
Well, Lighthouse has been the best backed runner in the first. There's been some well-backed runners in races 4 and 5, which we'll get to as well. But we'll kick off with the opener then, if you want to head that way, taking out numbers 2, 7 and 8. And Lighthouse hits the market at $2.25. 60% of the money has been for Lighthouse. Caribouille now on the second line of betting at $2.70. Frankie Pino, $3.50. So three of them pretty popular at the top of the betting. Then a gap. Do you reckon 16? And came in 71, look closely, 126. But Lighthouse, as you alluded to, has been the best backed in the opener.
It's a pretty handy benchmark, 84, to kick off Cup Day here, Dino.
Yeah, it is, Gareth. But it's funny, isn't it? This race, nearly every year, is the last race of the day, and it's a full field of 16 and four emergencies. And so it is hard for the handicapping department to program races, because this year they get a field of six. So
Because they see Lighthouse in it and Kirribilli and they take them out, Dino? What's the...
No, I don't know about that, Gareth. It's always a pretty strong race, and it's just year to year. But this wouldn't have been a concern to Racing Victoria when they were doing the program, because every year it's been a full field, and this year it's not. But anyway, it's a good field, and I'm going with Lighthouse. I think that was a good win on the Australian debut. It was on wet ground at Kyneton, but I think 1400 is going to suit maybe even better. Home in the best 400, 200 of the meeting. Frankie Pino's had a long preparation, but holds his form. He gets back, but small field probably won't bother him. Kirribilli's done a good job, only been beaten the once. She's had a good grounding for this return. Two jump outs and a trial. Looks to be going okay. And do you reckon first use of the track looks the leader with the claim for a very much informed Josh Richards can run well. But I've got a slight leaning to Lighthouse, but probably not as severely as the market. 4165.
Who do you like here, Gator?
Yeah, well, I think any of those three can win. You know, and I'm having real trouble splitting the three of them up. And they're the top three that Dino referenced there. And look, I've learned to Kirribilli. I thought the jumbos have been quite sound, and I thought all her form's been really good. Even in her miss, she was three wide and actually went really well in a high rating race. So Nick, she can run well without being a good thing. Frankie Pino keeps racing really well. Gee, he looked home the other day, didn't it? And Lakeen is no slouch. Just had a softer, perfect run and just bloused us there. Lighthouse, yeah, terrific win. Plenty of merit on the clock. And do you reckon? So same first of all, the 6, 1, 4, and 5.
And Lighthouse was so dominant on a heavy track at Kyneton there, Warren. It'd be interesting to see what she can do as well on top of the ground this afternoon. Yeah.
Well, her overseas form indicates that she should be as effective, and her jump outs going into her Australian debut weren't on as rain affected ground as we saw at Kyneton, but she just seemed to relish that. The inside of the track was holding up well, and Harry Coffey just held his line, and she scooted through the ground and won like a horse that can go on to better races, and no doubt that's why she's here, to try and enhance her pedigree and perhaps add some black type, which she won't do today. But I've got her on top, but tend to agree with the boys that it's not cut and dry, but I do think she's got upside. She's not badly treated with the claim, and I do think she's on her way to better races. 4 for me ahead of 6, Kirribilli, who perhaps saves her best for race day. You couldn't get too enthusiastic about what she's done in the build-up, but starting price profile and her race day performances are terrific. Frankie Pino's probably going to end up closer to last than first, looking for clear air and dashing home. That's what Frankie does, but he will be hitting the line hard, and if there's enough pressure up front in the small field, he's going to be within striking distance. I'll put 5, do you reckon, is next best. 4, 6, 1, 5.
How do you think this track will play today, Warren?
I think it'll play fairly, yeah. Gareth. As a reference, they've done a lot of work, and it's effectively a combined one track now at Ballarat, where there used to be the in and outer track. And look, I think it's played well, but there is fresh ground near the inside, and there's some wear and tear, as Nick Stubbs outlined, probably beyond 8 metres, but that's plenty of fresh ground back to the inside. So a lot of the races aren't big fields. I think talent and tempo will play a key role, but I don't think it'll be a disadvantage to be on speed with, you know, that 20 kilometre an hour breeze and perhaps an improving track.
Dean Lester likes the 4 from the 1, 6, and 5 in the first. Gators with the 6 from the 1, 4, and 8, and Warren with the 4, Lighthouse, from the 6, 1, and 5. Race 2 over the 1,400 metres. You can scratch the 5, Matashia Quinney.
And another favourite here from the Mar Eustace stable, a theme throughout the course of the day. This time, Decent Rain, who's a $2.90 market leader. Daily Bugle on the second line of betting at 5. There's been money for Jimmy the Bear, $7.50 into 5. Star Midfielder, $7.50. Wongoom, 8. Swear by her, $8.50. Sunfall at 11. So a very competitive market. Your favourite is Decent Rain. Each way money for the third elect, Jimmy the Bear.
Decent Rain Gator was your D-Day horse on RSN Central's game plan on Thursday, mainly because she just hasn't had the best of luck, but she gets her chance to win today.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, just give her clear air and let's see if she's good enough. If she's not, I'm fine with that. You know, I can move on to the next race. But I think she probably run really well if she can get clear galloping room. I think she should have tested Fangirl to some extent. I think she should have won the Champagne easily, the Valley, and then was really good at Flemington without luck behind Daily Bugle and Jimmy the Bear. You'd have to say Daily Bugle was the better run. I mean, you know, he beat Jimmy the Bear clearly. Jimmy has the upside, though, to offset that, and Daily Bugle's been up quite a while. I don't think there was a lot between them, and then there wasn't the other day. And Sunfall, I couldn't tip this horse to you off the jump out. It was awful. But I did hear on your show, Gareth, the stable had an excuse for said jump out. Obviously, the form's really good. A top maiden win, then beat Forgot You. So it's likeable. 7-2-3-1 for me.
Warren, what about the speed map here for the second?
I thought Wongoom would probably lead here, Gareth. He rode the speed for maiden grade at a very good tempo on debut, and then he was able to control the race and win at his next start. So I think he'll be somewhere near the speed, and for me, the most likely leader from a near inside draw. I don't think Daily Bugle has to get too far away, and probably neither does Jimmy the Bear from an inside can probably hold a spot. I'm trusting that race that Daily Bugle, Jimmy the Bear and Decent Rain come through, and he is deep into the preparation, Daily Bugle, but King Magnus was 10 runs in last week at Cranbourne. Daily Bugle's only 6, so he's still relatively fresh for the Griffiths to Cox stable. And liked his run last start, think he can make his own luck. And in a race where I don't think there's a lot between a few of them. I'm with two, Daily Bugle. Ahead of seven, Decent Rain, who's been racing without much luck on a number of occasions, and I don't have any knock on her at the 1,400 metres. Jimmy the Bear could still be improving, and he ran well in that same race last start. And six, Wongoon, because of where he's going to be in the run, I've got him in as next best. He might prove hard to run down. 2736.
And as Gator pointed out just before with Sunful, Dino, that there was genuine excuses for that poor jump out there recently. Mick Price says that this horse is his best for the day at $11 each way, Dino, first up.
Yes, well, he's he raced well last time in, obviously, and he's an interesting runner. It probably comes down to race structure for him because he's going to get back, and if he can run on from the back of the field. I'm going to go with Jimmy the Bear. I thought he just got pushed off his line at a crucial stage at Flemington last start. He was just trying to build momentum, and he had to go across heels, and he sort of lost his action a bit, and I actually thought he ran pretty well, and it is the right form line through Daily Bugle and Decent Rain. And he's the one that's only had the three runs in and he's still learning and improving. Brett Preble to ride from an inside draw. And I think he might use that inside draw to advantage. The one that's not in the form line is Star Midfielder, who had issues last start. He's been freshened up. The blinkers go on. I'm wary of him. Decent Rain has been very much luckless most of the way through her preparation. You just wonder if the window's shutting on her, but she's on her form, is going to run well, as is Daily Bugle, who had to go a long way back last start and ran very well. So, again, a bit like the first, there's not a lot between them, but I just thought Jimmy the Bear might have still a bit more upside at this stage of the campaign. 3, 4, 7, and 2.
So there's Dino's numbers. He's with Jimmy. 3, 4, 7, and 2. Gator with the 7. Decent Rain over the 2, 3, and 1. And Daily Bugle, the tip there for Warrant. 2, 7, 3, and 6. 8:16, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and have a look at the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th race.
Yeah. As we
RSM's race day and the first word with Gareth Hall.
This is the Melbourne Form panel. We're previewing the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup meeting. Gareth Hall, Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, David Gately, Nicholas Quinn with you. We're up to race number 3, and this is the Magic Millions Ballarat 2-year-old Classic over the 1,000 metres. And scratchings here, Quinny, are clear.
No scratchings, which is good when you talk about the market fluctuations, and that's been the case with number 11, Fly Nice, who's been 4.20 into $2.90, already 3.10 into $2.90 this morning, and clearly the best backed runner in this race. Cusack now is 6.50 second elect. Negation at 9, Nothing Silly 10, Nanu 11, Only Here for the Beer 11, Hercules Morse has been 15 into 12, stablemate of the favourite, and Cover Stars had some support, $18 into 17. It does sound like a broken record. Once again, the best backed runner, the favourite from the Mar Eustace stable.
And when this race first started at Ballarat, they went the right-handed direction, the Sydney way of going, Warren. But this time around, they're going back to the Victorian left-handed direction for the 2-year-old classic this afternoon. Do you like that idea?
Well, I don't think it really worked the other way. It was a bit of a novelty, but it didn't really produce anything significant for the anti-clockwise race or the clockwise races up in the northern states. So I don't think it, I think it makes sense. And then there were issues with, they modified the turn into the home straight to try and make it more amenable for horses to balance up and run home. But then complications with different winning posts, etc. So look, I think it was worth trying, but it didn't seem to add much to the preparation of the horses, and it was a bit of a novelty. So I do like it going back the traditional way for the first time. It's nothing like a tradition that you're kicking off. I'm with 6 here in Epic Centre, and just no real confidence in this race. Most of the debutants have shown something, and I thought a recent jump out for the Clayton Douglas horse, Epic Centre, was solid. King's Consort was in that hit out. He's had race day experience and ran okay. Second outsider of the field, but I thought worth a small spec for me. 6 ahead of 12. Negation, liked the way Negation found the line in a recent trial, was strong to the line. Leganier's got the race day experience, down the straight, ran well behind Brereton, who we've seen twice. We've got a handle on that form line, and I think it's strong. And through the same form line, Nanu, who was chasing Lenanure and ran well. You could certainly mount a case for the favourite, Fly Nice. Look, I could mount a case for Cusack from a jump out at Cranbourne recently. No real confidence, but the odds available. I was happy to have something very small on 6 ahead of 12, 1 and 3.
And it is an important race for connections, Dino, because you need the prize money to try and qualify for the rich race there on the Gold Coast in January.
That's true, Gareth, and it's a handy field, and we've seen them all, and they're all nicely educated. I'm going with Fly Nice. I think slow time in its recent jump out, but went to the Valley on Monday, seemed to gallop well, and looks ready to go for its debut to beat 12 Negation. Like the way this filly closed off in her Rose Hill trial, and I think she'll be hitting the line nicely. I think the Bendigo form of Nothing Silly and King's Consort has to be regarded. Nothing Silly was a good win off some handy trials, and King's Consort has been back to the trials, trialed actually with Epic Centre that Warren's mentioned, and with the blinkers on, I thought went better again. So I think with the race experience, he's in the mix. And the other one I want to mention is Only Here for the Beer. It had a trial on Tuesday at Avoca and went well, and it's first jump out, it was under a good hold. It goes well also. So it's a good little race, but I'm down the bottom here. Gareth, 11, 12, 2 and 4.
Gator, what are you doing with these two-year-olds?
I'm tipping Cusack on top. I thought it was terrific in the jump out. Probably went better than Torture Could, who won last week, of course. Negation's been well referenced there. Terrific Sydney trial. Nanu raced fastest time last 200 in the Maribyrnong. And Fly Nice. Yeah, moderate time, but there was a huge gap to third. Looked very professional. 5, 12, 3, 11.
11, 12, 2 and 4 for DNA. 5, 12, 3 and 11 for Gator. And 6, 12, 1 and 3 for Warren Huntley in the two-year-old classic at Ballarat, race 3. Race number 4 is a benchmark 78 for the Mares. Scratch the 4, Quinny, Energy Within.
And we've got a well-backed favourite here. Duchess of Dorset, 75% of the money has been for the favourite, who's now a $2.10 market leader in from $2.15 already this morning. Was a $2.80 chance when the betting opened initially on Wednesday, and 11 cents in the dollar come out through that scratching in deductions. Way to go, Paula, a $5.50 second elect. So Say Angel at 8. La Bella Costa, $9.50. Then we've got Garvok, 12. Lady Pluck, 17 into 13 is the tab's second biggest liability on the race. Score a $15 chance. The Commoner, 31. Our August Rose, 31. But another well-backed fancy runner, this time Duchess of Dorset.
Does Duchess of Dorset continue on her wonderful preparation, Dino?
Oh, I think so, Gareth. I think basically you're betting on whether she runs a strong 1,200 metres, and I'm thinking she will. I think she ran well down the straight last start. It's always a big experience first go down the straight. She gets a pretty good run on the speed here, I'd imagine, and I think she deserves to be a short price favourite, and she's the one to beat. So Say Angel over from Adelaide gets a bit of weight relief off its recent runs. Got the outside draw, but it's only that one turn at Ballarat at the 1,200. It's a beautiful starting point, so it can run very well. Way to go, Paula. All at sea on the wet ground first up at Mowi, freshened up. Best of her form is well up to a race like this, so she should improve. And Ladies of London, as Lindsay Smith said here, she hasn't really shown her Perth form in Victoria, but if she did, she's very well graded here with the claim. So those out-of-form runs have got her down in the ratings a bit, and a bit wary of her first up from a good draw. But I think Duchess of Dorset, as I said, runs the 1,200. I think she'll win. 6, 9, 11 and 1.
And where does she map, Dino, this favourite?
Oh, I think Simon Wells summed it up best. She's got good versatility, but I'm thinking first three because at 1,200 on a low-pressure track, she should be able to get there pretty comfortably.
And Gator, you're thinking, I think, Way to Go Paula can bounce back here.
Jeez, Nostradamus-esque from you. Yeah, she didn't handle the ground first up. But she was second at last time, and she beat Ana Visto. I just thought she was over the odds, those early marks, that's all. Duchess of Dorset, two neat wins this prep, well back to Flemington. Did ruin our all-up, but it wasn't her fault. I mean, we had to pick the right horse. She wasn't it, but ran really well. 1,200, well, you know, the miss was an every chance fourth, but it was heavy ground, wasn't it? So probably a little inconclusive there. Scores well up to these, and she went up double figures. I think she's overs as well. And La Bella Costa, good sectionals the other day in that Duchess of Dorset race. 1,200 tick for her. I think she should be closer in the market than Duchess as well. So, yeah, it's a race I'm keen to play some exotics, I think. 11, 6, 3 and 10.
Who do you like here, Warren?
I like Duchess of Dorset, Gareth. I think she's a real talent. She's probably still on the up, getting close to peak fitness, but away from that run down the straight. Linda Meach going on a horse who's going to get a good run somewhere near the speed and looks to be well above average in terms of her talent. I like her. Six ahead of 10, La Bella Costa, who chased well behind Duchess of Dorset, and it's our time last start. Five, The Commoner, had no luck at all first up. Gets a tongue tie on here. I think can run well. Ollie on and effectively still first up here. Didn't take much out of The Commoner. I would have thought that first up run. And 11, Way to Go Paula, can certainly improve back onto firmer ground. 6, 10, 5, 11.
So Dino, 6, 9, 11 and 1 in race 4. 11, 6, 3 and 10 for Gator. And 6, 10, 5 and 11 for Warren Huntley. Race number 5 is over the 1,200 metres. It's our time. The 4 is out along with the 7. Sam's Image here, Quinny.
Yes, and we have got deductions there totaling 27 cents in the dollar. It's our time, loses 24 cents in the dollar there through deductions. So the market basically reposted, but there's been money for a couple of runners. The Gouch now a $2.10 favourite. Serious Suspect, $4.80. Irish Songs was well backed yesterday when double figure odds were readily available. Now a $6.50 chance, and on the third line of betting at that quote. Ocean Beyond, $6.50. Yes Baby Yes, $16. Neighbourhood, $17 with Fine Dane. Hawker Hurricane, $26. So an inch way move there for Irish Songs, but the Gouch, the favourite, the best backed.
He's nice and short, the Gouch here, Gator, at $2.10.
Yeah, no, he is. I mean, he'll run really well because that's what he does. But, no, $2.10, you can have that. I think Serious Suspect will give you a great side. Good to see him back to his near best last time. Gee, that ran some slick time. The winner had to run a freak last 200, 600 to beat him. Yes, Baby S has jumped out well. She spelled after an inconclusive miss in August. She's good enough to win a Group 2, remember. Neighbourhood, interestingly, has jumped out quite well without raving. Had the tempo against her when she was three lengths off Serious Suspect in a Standish. 5 kilo swing helps. And the Gouch, certainly in the early quaddy, in the mix, no doubt. 1-3-2-5.
Are you looking for value as well here, Warren? Well, I think you always are, Gareth.
Yep.
But I concede a great winning chance to the Gouch, and I think, to some extent, just being able to get his toe into the ground is a positive for the Gouch. But we know when Serious Suspect finds his form, he tends to hold it. And when he does get in the zone, get into his bubble up there on the speed, he can be hard to get past. So I had a slight leaning to 1 ahead of 5, the Gouch, who's consistent. It's on well with Matty Cartwright. The claims are positive. 9 Irish Songs. I think the Kosciuszko and Goulburn Cup form can line up quite well here. And I like Irish Songs back to 1,200 metres from that 1,400 metres last start. And I also think dropping back in distance is a positive for number 10, Ocean Beyond. So I think the race is wider than the market suggests. Slight leaning to 1 ahead of 5, 9 and 10.
Kurt Goldman gave your Ramaruffi good push as well this morning, Dino. He's into $6.50 now. Is that getting a little too short for his songs?
Oh, if you can back him each way still, Gareth, that's okay. I think he'll run very well. As Warren said, I think the run to Quantico and April Rain 3 starts back was good. The Kosciuszko run was full of merit, and he just didn't run the 1,400, I don't think, last start. So I think he's got a very good chance. Irish Songs, he'll be off the speed and he doesn't win out of turn, but at the odds on offer, I think he'll give you a good run for your money to beat the Gouch. I think he just shortened up late in his action on the very firm track on Cox Plate Eve last time. He drops 8.5 kilos and he gets that jar out of the track, which will really suit him. Serious Suspect was a fantastic run last start, but it was a fantastic ride by Rachel King, because what this horse can do is over race, and she took him out into the centre of the track by himself, so he had no eyeball pressure, nothing with him, and he relaxed, and she got the best out of him. Now, today, he's going to have horses around him. Will he relax as well, with the Gouch sort of right there and Fine Dane coming across? It certainly helped, I think, with the scratching of Sam's Image coming out. I think that would have nearly tipped him right over the edge. But if he relaxes well enough, he can certainly win, because that was a terrific run. And Neighbourhood, the only defeat first up was at Group 2 level. We'll be back near last, but look to be running on strongly. But no, I like Irish Songs each way, 9, 5, 1 and 2.
There's Dino's numbers, 9, 5, 1 and 2. Gator, 1, 3, 2 and 5. And Warren Huntley, 1, 5, 9 and 10. It's 8:31. This is the Melbourne Form Panel as we preview Sportsbet Ballarat Cup. Dave, we'll take a quick break. 9,
9, 9, 9.
RSM's Race Day and the First Word with Gareth Hall.
Looks like the rain will stay away from Ballarat this afternoon. The track rating at the moment is a soft 5, but expecting maybe a chance of a track upgrade there for their Sportsbet Ballarat Cup meeting. We're up to race number 6 with our preview this morning, and Quinny, you can scratch the 9 Royal Tyke here.
And we have the best back runner on the program. The favourite here, Morabi, has been 260 into 230. Bets of 8,000 and 5,000 at the 260 initially. Now heads the market from Savannah Cloud, an $8 second elect. Imperial Hilton, 950. Litchfield County, 950. Magna Jet, 11. No Quarantine's been specced, 15 into 12, back to 13. South Parade, 19 into 17. Proper Rogue, 21, 23, all better the rest. But the Wellback Fancy here again from the May Easter stable.
How good is she, Warren Marabai?
Well, she's untapped, isn't she, Gareth? And look, she's been very well placed today, to maiden a class 1 and a benchmark 70. So she's taken, you know, very traditional steps in rising in grade. But there's been merit in what she's been doing. She started $2.40, $1.16 and $1.22. So there's been market expectation. And she looks to be coming to hand well without really being tested in the jump outs the way I've interpreted them. So, you know, staying at the benchmark 70 level, she's going to race through the grades, but she looks like she's being very well placed. So she's got some versatility, but she does have tactical speed to be able to take advantage of the inside draw. I think she's the one to beat. 8 for me ahead of 3, Imperial Hilton. I think he's trialled up very nicely to get back to the races. He's probably going to be giving Morabi a bit of a start, the 200-300 metre mark. Number 6, Harlem Blues, can be a bit hit and miss, but he's got the talent to be winning in this grade. The winkers are off, the blinkers are on, and there's some real intent in a jump out at Ararat recently. He was ridden out with the application of blinkers there, so I'd expect a positive ride aboard Harlem Blues, be up there from that wider draw. 7, Litchfield County, can improve back onto firmer ground. 8, 3, 6, 7.
What do you think the tempo will be like here, Dino?
I thought, Gareth, maybe the speed was closer to the inside with Morabi. Certainly using Barrier 1 and Magna Jet, probably the two main speed horses. Proper Rogue, Barragunda, maybe South Parade and No Quarantine taking chances from out wide. But no, I think Morabi can use the inside draw. And for that reason, I'm going with her. I thought her first jump out was terrific. Second jump out was sound. She galloped on Monday at Moonee Valley, looked to gallop quite well, and looks pretty well ready to go first up, so I'm happy to think she can keep her unbeaten record intact. Imperial Hilton will be strong late, scratch from last week, save for this on the bit better ground. 13, Savannah Cloud. He's only got that one win to his credit, but he resumes as a gelding. He's a bit of a talent, and Litchfield County back onto better ground can improve. I think there's a lot of little chances in this race, but I think Morabi has to be the one I've got on top. 8 from 3, 13 and 7.
Do you have her remaining unbeaten as well, Gator?
Yeah, look, I've tipped her. She's yet to actually strike a race with any fierce speed in it, so that'll be the test. Tempos has run huge, last 600 figures, and win by decisive margins. So interesting. I think Litchfield County is a value danger, an improver. Total figure run first up on the heavy. Beat Curran, second up last prep. Then was on the heels of Menage. He's well up to this and should be shorter. Magna Jet was gallant last time, splitting two handy ones. And Proper Rogue certainly in the mix. What are we? 8, 7, 2, 1.
Just with that, with Marabai Gator, how she hasn't been in a truly run race just yet, but her sectionals on the way home for slow speed have been pretty handy. Can you, as a form analyst, can you get a guide on that, or is it you just have to wait and see if they can actually do it at both ends?
Oh, look, I'd rather see them running a big 600 figure for a start, because you've got to be fast to be able to do it, right? But the real test of any athlete is sustained speed. So, but what she's done so far has been, you know, exceptional. So I think I'm entitled to be with her.
Yep, looking forward to seeing what she can do today. 8, 3, 13 and 7 for Dino. 8, 7, 2 and 1 for Gator. And Warren also with the favourite, Marabai. 8, 3, 6 and 7 in race number 6. Race number 7 is a benchmark 84 over the 2,000 metres. You can scratch Wycliffe, the 6, and the 7, Barry the Baptist. The 11, Silent Command, also comes out. And Suppression goes around at Kemmler Grange today, so it's out there, which is number 16, Quinny.
There's been money for two runners here, the well-backed favourite Alcyone and at bigger odds number 9, Just Benjamin. Alcyone well-backed when winning at Flemington last start and plenty of support to suggest he'll make it back-to-back victories here. $3.80 into $3.20 heads the market at that quote, and about 55% of the investment has been with the favourite. The second elect has been popular. Mimi's Award, a $6 chance. Then we have fifth position at $8. And Jess Benjamin's been a mover at longer odds. As much as $21 was available initially on Wednesday, has been back from $21 into $9.50. Silent Sovereign at $10. And Saracen 9 has had support as well, $21 into $15. But Alcyone, the best backed runner in the first leg of the quaddie.
Let's hear what Benny Hayes has to say about Mimi's Award's chances in this race.
From barrier one, obviously you've got to have a nice run in transit, and she'll be a bit like Zaydani. We need to ride for a bit of luck, but she's trained on beautifully. We're really, really happy with her. Big drop back in class, gets in with a lightweight. I think she can bounce back and be very competitive.
Who are the horses here, Dina, that will be making their own luck in race 7?
Gareth, that's a good question. I thought maybe Legend of Zorro up to 2,000 metres. We heard earlier Lindsay Smith saying Kissinger could be ridden closer. I think Alcyone will go with him. They're drawn in a group together and see you think it's drawn inside them. So there's four horses sort of in a bit of a cluster that could actually make their own luck. And the other one, maybe Just Benjamin, I thought at this trip from a good draw might be a bit closer, but not a designated leader. But I think there's a group of them that come across and from out wide. And I think Kissinger's got a good chance here. He ran in the race that the corresponding race last year that Alcyone won at the Flemington Carnival and ran third over 2,000 metres and then won at Warrnambool and then had a long break. He's had the two runs back. He's run on in the Balan Cup was good. He dropped 5 kilos for that run. I think he's got a good chance, but Alcyone certainly got a terrific chance. He won first up. He was beaten by Mr. Brightside. That's great form. He should have won at Caulfield and he did win at Flemington. So he's built a terrific record this campaign. Mimi's Award, she's poorly treated at the weights in the Matriarch. She looked ready to peak third up, but the weight scale and the class there. But back to her right grade and attractively weighted, can run well. Just needs luck at the right time from the inside draw, as Ben Hayes mentioned. And fifth position, and Just Benjamin got it on virtually at Flemington. They went into a bumping duel at about the 400-metre mark. I don't think it helped either of them. Fifth position ran on well, but I'll be certainly putting Just Benjamin and even Silent Sovereign in the quaddie. It's a really good competitive race, virtually a cup consolation. Yep. 12, 5, 13 and 8.
And there's plenty of Flemington form to come out of this race during the carnival as well, Gator.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's a stronger race than the last couple of years just because of the fallout of the Ballarat Cup. I think a few of them were probably targeting that race and didn't make the cut-off. So it's certainly better than an 84 race. Alcyone, I liked the strength to the win last time. I liked the fact the rider jumped off and said he sort of waited for him, but was still race fastest last 200 off a solid speed. Quality overall figures, drops a kilo. Silent Sovereign, I was with her last time. I thought we were home. Our playboy reeled her in and, the first three beat the rest easily. The race rated really similar to Alcyone on the same day. So the difference here is she comes up to 58.5 against the boys, but I still think she can win. Fifth position, well, was it her or a very fine red? Who was the biggest moral beaten over the 4 days at Flemington? Yeah, I'll leave you to debate that, but you clearly should have won easily. And Mimi's Award, we couldn't get any guide of the Matriarch for mine. It was just about to build her momentum when her luck ran out. 5, 2, 8, 13, good race.
How have you sorted this race out here, Warren?
Leaning to Mimi's Award, Gator, as Dino outlined, she probably didn't have the weight scale in her favour, the Matriarch last start, and she didn't get the clear galloping room when she needed. Don't know how much closer she was going to finish, but quite a bit closer than her finishing position at the end of the race was the way the race shaped up. She is going to need some luck here, and there doesn't look to be a natural leader in the race, but that might help her settle a little bit closer, and she's got as good a sprint as any horse in the race, if Dan Steckhouse can get her clear at the right time. So, wide leg of the quaddie and not a lot between them. But with luck, I think Mimi's Award's got as good a chance as anything. 13 ahead of 5, Alcyone, who doesn't need to improve. He had the right run last start and capitalised on it and didn't get the right run and was unlucky the start before. 8th, 5th position, hasn't had a lot of luck in a number of the Australian runs, but hitting this race 3rd up from a good run at Flemington when he was unlucky. Skater outlined, and 9, Just Benjamin, there's probably not going to be a lot between them. At least they're separated at the barriers here. They'll probably not end up stoushing throughout the race the way this race shapes up, but the way they performed last start, there isn't a lot between them. 13, 5, 8 and 9.
12, 5, 13 and 8 for Dino, 5, 2, 8 and 13 for Gator, and 13, 5, 8 and 9 for Warrant in race number 7. Race 8's the feature of the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup. Listed race over the 2,000 metres. Hangman the 3 is out. 5, Quantum Mechanic, she doesn't take her place. Rostropovich is also out. The 10 and only Words, the 13 is out, along with Bonficini, the 19 here, Quinny.
And I'm glad you had to say Rostropovich then and not me. It's got me completely. It's got me multiple times. But we'll talk about the well-backed fancy runner here in Thought of That, who was $11 into 9 on Monday in the pre-post book and then reopened favourite following the announcement of Final Field and has been popular now at $3 to record a fourth straight victory. Foxy Frida, a $7 second elect. Zaydani, 8. Skyman, 8.50. Godolin's had each way support, $15 into 13. Defibrillate, a $14 chance. Then we've got Charlize, 17. Yonkers, 19. WT, 21. Inner Twinkling, 26 with Banner Girl. But Thought of That, hopefully for a big day for the stable to get the job done for favoured punters in the feature.
And let's hear what Dave Eustace has to say about the chances of Thought of That.
He's in such good form, and obviously the rest of the field are going to be well aware of what his tactics will be, and will roll forward, and it'll just be on. It's not actually easy to do at Ballarat. You know, it's big open track, and it's not that sort of track that you're sort of just nicking off the bend. But he's been able to do it on bigger tracks as well. Was able to do it at Sandown and at Sale. So look, it'll be how much pressure the rest of the field want to put on him, but. He'll certainly be rolling forward and doing our best to get onto the front end without having to do too much. And then there's no better front running rider than Linda. So it'll be up to her after that.
And with no rain around as well, I guess that helps the chances of Thought of That as well there, Gator.
Yeah, that's right. I think drier the better. Obviously flying now, too good for a key rival in Skyman last time. Now that horse had split. Another key rival was Adani and Floating Artist. In September. So I lent that way. I was nearly drawn in at the big price to February. And I'm still happy to have a saver bet on him. He's got the Floating Artist form, gave that horse 6.5 kilos, second up. Then a really good effort at the Valley against the race shape. Herbert Power Run was in a fast race and a forgive run last time. So back to 2000, but I think Stable will have this horse right to go. Zaydani, terrific win in the Matriarch, probably not the best part of the track, has the Floating Artist do us form as well. Foxy Freer, Godolin for the quaddie. 11, 2, 6 and 16.
Terrific cut this year, Warren.
It is, Gareth. And look, he's really come solid, Thought of That, hasn't he? And I think there's a good chance we'll be on a good four track by this stage of the day, and no better ally in an on-speed runner than Linda Meach. So he's got to be the one to beat. I can't see where any of that real pressure is going to come from. Perhaps Skyman can hold a spot with Zaydani and Vanagirl drawn to his inside. Out wider, does Flash R Princess Jenny come across? I'm not sure. I think Linda Meach will be able to run the race on her terms on Thought of That, and that's when he runs his best races. So have to be with him. Foxy Frieda's going to need some luck from that draw, but she's absolutely flying and no reason to think that she won't run this trip. 6, Zaydani was good, sticking near the inside. Brave ride from Luke Nolan to take out the Matriarch. Going to need some luck from the inside draw again, but she's going well. I'll put Vanagirl in it as next best. Defibrillate certainly goes in the quaddie. 11, 16, 6 and 9.
Are you tipping Linda to dictate terms there in the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup, Dino, and kick away and win the feature?
Yeah, I think so, Gareth. I think you're just hoping that the inside's playing well and that the track has probably been upgraded. I think he's better, the firmer the better. And he was very good at Sandown. He rolled at a really strong speed, and then he didn't have to at Moonee Valley, and he won well enough, but he can go a lot faster than that, and he can roll along at a good speed, and I think all being well, he's a great winning chance. I think the mare's here. Foxy Frieda's a good mare. She's going to need a great ride from Daniel Moore, but she's got a terrific turn of foot at the end of her races, and I think she can extend that out to 2,000 metres. Zaydani's going to need a similar run to last start, getting through along the inside, but she's going to be following good chances like Vanner Girl that Warren just mentioned, Skyman. They're going to be on the back at following thought of that. So they're going to take her through somewhere, and I think she can run well. And Defibrillate, who at this level is a better 2,000-metre horse, I think it's clear now and freshened up. He can run well. 11, 16, 6 and 2.
So the cup tips from the team, 11, 16, 6 and 2 from Dino, 11, 2, 13 and 6 from Gator. And Warren also keen on the favourite thought of that, 11, 16, 6 and 9. We'll take a break and we'll come back and preview the final two races and get the team's quaddies and also their best bets.
RSN's Race Day and the First Word with Gareth Hall.
Up to race number 9 for our Melbourne form preview. We're previewing, of course, the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup meeting, and you can scratch the 1, 6, 12 and 20 here, Quinny, and it's a pretty competitive race according to this market, it looks like.
It certainly is. We have the best back long shot on the program here, number 15, Saltpeter. $17 out to 18 initially, but subsequently $18 into 13, including bets of 6,000 at 18 and 3,000 at 15. So good luck to those that have got on Saltpeter, who's won two of his last three starts and has attracted the support there today at the longer quote. Typhoon Harmony heads the way here at 4.20. Sina's Express 4.80 into 4.60 this morning. Night Passage has been a firmer at longer odds as well. Initially $41 was available and has been $10 into 7.50 this morning. Highland Jack at 10, Sakaro at 10, Irish Butterfly 18, Asaka 23, New Choice 23, Rock in the Park 26, Magnetic Edge 26 in from 31. So we've seen a few races with clear-cut fancied runners, but a few runners at the longer odds here have attracted early support with Saltpeter and Night Passage.
Warren, how does this race pan out at the start and then the finish?
I'd be surprised to see New Choice somewhere near the speed here, hitting this race third up from an inside draw. I think Lofty Star could hold a spot. New Choice, Night Passage now getting into the field, probably rolls forward. So I think they're the three most likely runners. Typhoon Harmony doesn't have to get too far away from barrier two, with I think Lofty Star likely to roll forward from the inside draw. Typhoon Harmony can just file in there. I'm leaning to Sina's Express, who's deep enough into the preparation that he can't be improving, but he's continuing to race well. He gets a claim here for Josh Richards. He's developed a great association with Harry Coffey, who's been riding him so well when he's been aboard him. But Josh Richards does know him, and I think the 3 kilo claim here is really valuable for Josh Richards. So in an even race, and you know, track getting to a good four, I think he can still handle that. We're not going to be on a rock hard surface. I think he does like to get his toe in to some extent. 8 for me ahead of 11 Typhoon Harmony, who'll get a good run somewhere near the speed. 14 New Choice Ditto hitting this race third up. Probably more improvement in New Choice than Typhoon Harmony and Sina's Express for their most recent runs. And 7 Sakaro was good winning last start. There's more depth to this race, but here on the home track, ran about this distance range, the 1600 metres, I think, is the right trip for Sakaro. 8, 11, 14, 7.
Who wins race 9, Dino?
I'm going with Typhoon Harmony, who's having a really good preparation. Ran well in the Country Cup Series final at Flemington. Before that, a very good run, and the win at Mornington was excellent. I'm with him from the good draw to beat 8 Sina's Express, who's going great guns. He's been up forever, but keeps holding his form, gets the claim. I think New Choice is the real improver, and I think he's the one that's way over the odds. He's ready to do something with two runs under his belt and get up on the speed. And he's a hard horse to get past once he gets fit and gets right up on the pace. So he's ready to do something. And Night Passage getting into the field with the scratching of his stablemate on the backup, it can run well. 11, 8, 14, 19.
Gator?
Yeah, look, I'm with Sina's Express. Colder ride last time was, I think, the key. Obviously, right with our Playboy, she's been so good last week. And Silent Sovereign, I'm assuming would have run well earlier today by now. In really good time, gap four. Typhoon Harmony, yeah, going super as well. Brave, just no match. Vermeer's at Flemington. It draws better than a couple of key rivals. I think Sakara's a bit underrated, and the rain's missed. That's a plus there. Perhaps a good ruffian. Salt Peter wanted the rain. It's not your neck on dry either. 8, 11, 7, 15.
11, 8, 14, and 19 for Dino. 8, 11, 7, and 6 there for Gator. And also we have 8, 11, 14, and 7, the numbers there. 6 is scratch. So it was 14, your number there for 4th Gator. I apologise. 8, 11, 7, and 14 for Gator. Let's have a look at the last race. This is the 3 and 4 year old Magic Millions Classic, Quinny, and the scratchings here. You can take out the 7, 9, and 11. And the New South Wales visitors dominate the market here.
Yeah, and one of those scratchings is Marine One, who was the clear favourite. So basically a new market posted and Glistening has been popular. 550 into 460. Now the joint favourite with Authentic Jewel at that quote. Outlaw's Revenge 650. Starry Legend's been a little bit soft throughout the course of the week. Now out to 650. Easy Single 7. Then a bit of a gap. Ranting at 14. Transplant at 14. But the best back runner in the lucky last. Now the joint favourite, Glistening. It's a day of well-back fancies. We've seen lots of all-up bets and hopefully a big day for the May Eustace stable because that is the team that a lot of punters are attaching themselves to today, Gareth.
What's your best, Quinny, before we say goodbye?
I think Malkovich will get the job done nicely at Kembla Grange. And I've got a tiny share in one in race number 3 at Kembla called Dragonstone. So give him a cheer, please.
All right, then. Good luck, Quinny. Thanks for your help today. Gator, with no Marine 1, have you had to change your tips?
Yeah, because he was on top. Yep. So, yeah. Authentic Jewel did bolt in a class one fresh. Good time, good figures. Strong winning form behind her from the other maiden win. 1,100's an unknown. It's got a few mates in this, though. Glistening, no star, which is genuine. Butter Blonde, a bit hard up here at the weights from the Red Roses, but I think she's in the game. And Ranting, jury starting to file back in there. 13, 10, 12, 1 home.
13, 10, 12, and 1 for Gator. Warren?
Yeah, reassessment with Marine 1 coming out. I think Glistening's got as good a chance as anything. There's good speed in this race. She's got speed, but I don't know if she has to be the leader. So with some wear and tear near the inside, Brett Prebble just might have her in a good spot here. 10 for me. The 13, Authentic Jewel, who dashed over the 900 metres to win first up, will be fitter. 2, Outlaw's Revenge will be strong late, and Easy Signal, I thought, also has a terrific chance. Any wider, I'd probably include Starry Legend, but I just want to see him do it following that disappointing run last start. 10, 13, 2 and 3.
And what are you doing in the last tier, Dino?
I'm going with Glistening. Not much has gone right for, this campaign in Melbourne, and hopefully today she gets a bit of luck. She looks very well placed here and off a good speed. She just might be 3 wide with cover blending into the race and run well. Easy Single, I think, will appreciate getting onto a bigger track as opposed to being cramped up around the 9.55 at the Valley last start. Outlaw's Revenge over from Adelaide's in good form, and certainly Authentic Jewel's got a good chance. 10, 3, 2 and 13.
So 10, 3, 2 and 13 for Dino, 13, 10, 12 and 1 for Gator in the last, and 10, 13, 2 and 3 for Warren Huntley. Dino, your best for the day in a quaddy, please, and plus, of course, Leanne's Multi, if that's okay.
Duchess of Dorset's my best, Gareth. Race 4, number 6, Irish Song's the best value each way. The quaddy, I'm going to load up the first leg. First leg, 2, 5, 8, 9, 12, 13. Second leg, 2, 6, 11 and 16. Third leg, 8, 11, 14 and 19. And the last leg, 2, 3, 10 and 13. And Leanne's Multi was... Duchess of Dorset for the win into It's a Ray Day in the WA Guineas. I think she's been talking to our mate Simon Miller.
Yep.
$9.03 for the multi.
All right, then Simon Miller will be joining us for the Interstate Hour as well, Dino. So I'll send Leanne's regards and put the
terrific
pressure on him. Good on you, Beauty. Dino. Enjoy your day.
Thanks.
Gator, your best at Ballarat and then a quaddy, please.
All righty, let's go. Race 7, number 5, Alcyone. Race 7 is the first leg of the quaddy. 5, 2, 8 and 13. That gets us through. The Ballarat Cup, 11, 2, 6, 16 and 14. Still might have missed, but we've got to back our judgment. Mm-hmm. The third leg, 8, 11, 7, 15. And coming home, 13, 10, 12 and 1.
13, 10, 12 and 1. Looking forward to catching up with you shortly for the preview of Kembla Grange today, Gator.
Roger.
And Warren, your best bet, please, and a quaddy, please.
Yeah, I thought Duchess of Dorset stood out as the best. Race 4, number 6, Gareth. Quaddie first leg, 5, 8, 9 and 13. Second leg, 2, 6, 9, 11 and 16. Third leg, 7, 8, 11 and 14. Coming home with numbers 2, 3, 10 and 13.
2, 3, 10 and 13. And look forward to listening to you tomorrow morning with Craig Waite.
Terrific, Gareth. Looking forward to it myself.
Good on you, Warren. There's Warren Huntley, Dean Lester, David Gately, Nicholas Quinn previewing the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup meeting. It's just ticked over to 9:01, so let's get to Johnny Bowden with the news.